While other nations do make monetary offers for citizens being held, the U.S. does not. Families of those who have been killed, two American journalists and a British aid worker, had independently reached out to the Islamic State asking for their release. On WAMC's Congressional Corner, Neil says it's tough on families, but U.S. policy should not change.
In our case here, I just don't think you can submit to ransom because then there will be whole-scale kidnappings everywhere, and it will be an effort made by jihadists who, incidentally, in my judgment, are not going to be satisfied by anything that Western democracies offer as they attempt to build this caliphate.
The Islamic State has threatened to kill another British aid worker the group is holding hostage. Following the deaths, it was announced U.S. military forces tried to rescue the hostages in July. Jim Lavoulis, WAMC News.